you've got interesting write-up here from the website, highexistence.com. 50 life secrets and tips. Sometimes people talk about life hacks, meaning some little tips that can help you along the way. There's some interesting tips that they have about how to have a better life in general, and we're going to talk about a few of those.
Yes, I singled out a few that were a bit more quirky and maybe not as expected, because a lot of them are obvious, think positively, things like that that were on this list. But there were 8 or 9 here. We probably won't get to all of them, but they were especially interesting to me just because I didn't quite expect it to see them on a list like this. Mm-hmm. The first one was to memorize something every day. That's interesting because I actually spoke about that at one of our Spokesman Club meetings recently. It's something that whenever I've tried, my brain just feels so much more alive, whether it be memorizing a scripture or a poem or, you know, a soliloquy, anything like that, or a few great quotes. It really does seem to unlock the brain.
Yeah, it is a, I guess, a muscle in a sense, right? I mean, you do have to exercise it. And that is a good way to keep it going and keep it active. I hadn't thought about that. But I'm going to remember that tip. See, I did it.
See?
I feel better.
You're already memorizing a tip?
Yeah, I feel better.
The second one here that stood out to me was constantly try to reduce your attachment to possessions. That's something that we definitely know about as well, but I didn't expect to see it on this list.
Yeah. That's true. There's a lot of times there are little like signs that people will put up in their homes that say like, you know, having things doesn't make the good life, or, you know, it's worded better than that. But that's the basic concept. And people have that thought out there. But it's hard because we live in a society that's very focused on obtaining things.
It says here possessions do end up owning you, not the other way around. So that's kind of like one of the quotes you were.
Yeah, for sure. And you see that with especially, say, sports stars. I remember, I think it was last year, spring training. Maybe it was this year, whatever. One of the spring trainings for baseball, one of the very wealthy players, I don't remember who it was, every day of like the first week of camp, he brought a new car. And
was that it Yoenis Cespedes?
I think it was.
From the Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing that too, because he just had all these crazy cars every single day. And I'm like, well, you're getting paid more than you should, I would say. I mean, just based on his skills, honestly.
But you're right. I mean, you have all those vehicles, and at first it'd be kind of neat, but eventually it's upkeep and it's maintenance. And even getting back to LeBron James, I read a thing about him where when he goes on vacation at times, he'll have to rent a truck, a semi, to carry his cars to where he's going.
Because he doesn't want to put the wear and tear on his cars, I guess?
Well, he wants to have a selection of his nice cars wherever he's going.
That's
you
nice.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
oh, he wants to bring more than one.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And
yeah.
So, I think it's easy to look at that and say that's crazy, but if we all had access to do that, it would be tempting. But,
oh,
but like
sure.
you say,
yeah.
that does kind of end up owning you after a while.
That's right. Yeah, Mr. McDonald gave a Trumpet Daily Radio show recently about all these celebrities who are among the most miserable in the population. So that's just an example there where it doesn't matter how much wealth or possessions you obtain, it's not necessarily going to make you happy.
Yeah. That's a good tip. Let's see. So that's that was two of them, right? We got another one.
Oh, yeah. This is another one that stood out. Just simply remember people's names so that they feel appreciated and for your own future benefit when you want something from that person. So I guess it's it benefits both sides there.
Yeah, that is, well, I know for myself, sometimes that is tricky because you see somebody that you don't know real well and you think, well, I know that person, but I can't remember what their name is. I think we've all probably had that happen, and if you knew their name, it'd be a lot easier to just go up and say, hey, Bill, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But instead you're like, hey, you?
It's like at the Feast of Tabernacles when you try to sneak a look at the people's name tags because you feel like you should probably know the person's name, but you don't. So you try to see the name tag without them noticing that you looked.
Yeah, a lot of conventions they'll have name tags, which is a good idea because it's easier to meet people when you do know their name and you can look down, see where they're from, that type of thing. So that's a good idea. Yeah, if people can remember names, that's a really good skill to have. It'll help you in business, helps in everything.
I probably shouldn't have revealed that tactic. Everyone's going to catch me in the act now, sneaking a glance at the
name
tag. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of remembering people's names is it starts right when you meet them. You have to say their name back to them after they introduce themselves, and then just keep saying their name in conversation. As soon as the conversation ends, then you would repeat their name to yourself a few more times and just kind of cement it in minutes after meeting.
Yeah, I've seen a thing where sometimes people will try to remember something about the person, like say the way they look or something, and try to rhyme it with their name, or, you know. But so I read something about that. But then the danger is that you inadvertently call them the rhyme. You know, and sometimes it might be like, you know, something that wouldn't be flattering, but it's, it helps you remember it. So there are different
tactic, probably.
Yeah, yeah. We probably got time for maybe one more. What's another one?
All right, sure. This one. Really stood out just because of the way it was worded. Set aside a specific time to worry each day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Usually they tell you not to worry about things, so what's the thinking on this one?
I know, it does seem to go against conventional wisdom. It says here, ponder all of your problems and anxieties during that time so that they will not distract you during work or moments of pleasure. And that, from my experience, it does seem to be true as well, because there's times where I'm trying to enjoy watching a game or something, and I just keep thinking of something I should have completed earlier in the day.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we don't want to worry all the time that would cause us problems, but you can't ignore everything either. I mean, sometimes there are things you have to think about, but I could see that working where you say, okay, well, I'm going to think about all these things, try to come up with a solution, and then put it aside and then move on to something else. I could see that being, I suppose, sometimes, successful people will talk about how they'll set aside time each week or each day to kind of, as they say, you know, meditate or think about the week and however they want to term it. I think it's that same basic principle that you sit down, you think about things, you kind of go through that mental Rolodex of the issues you need to deal with or work on, and then take some action or whatever the case might be, but then put it away so it's not just dragging you down.
Yeah, a lot of worry comes from just simply not having a solution. So if you set aside time for your worries, you can actually lock in on them instead of them hovering over everything else you're doing. Once you lock in on those things, find a solution, deal with it, and then you're done with it.
Yeah, interesting tips. Those are just a few of them. It's 50 Life Secrets and Tips from HighExistence.com. Obviously, when you look at lists like that, not necessarily everything is probably going to help everybody, but in some cases, there's some interesting ones like you brought to us, Grant. Thanks for stopping by and bringing that to us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Trumpet Radio Live here on 101.3 KPCG. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at a few of the events that have happened on this day in history.